10 dozen minutes of, I don't know, what are we 10 dozen minutes of tonight, Jake?
Oh, I don't know, I just cleaned my office so there's nothing laying around.
I'm going to have to say that it's 10 dozen minutes of accidentally not pausing Winamp with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead, you already heard Jake, so let's get into it. What's going on with you this week, Jake?
Nothing much. I didn't get a whole lot of work done this week. I mostly just played a lot of video games. So, I don't know. There may not be a lot to talk about tonight. We'll have to see how people do with the questions. But what have you been up to?
I just got back from Phoenix on Sunday night and finally got to drive a Mini Cooper.
Oh, yeah?
Which I was pleased that after lusting after this car for 3 years, it's exactly what I thought it was.
I thought you sounded a little more feminine today, but I wasn't sure. Feminine. I thought you sounded various other things that aren't words, also.
I think if you were to sit in one, you would change your perception of that.
I think I'm too tall to sit in one.
You're not, though. That's the thing. I'm betting that my torso is as long as yours, but you sit real low to the ground. The car's just got a shitload of power and beautifully designed inside and out. And yeah, I fit in it perfectly. I had to take my wallet out of my pocket to sit on the seat because it's pretty much exactly as wide as my ass, but it's not wider, so that works. Plenty of legroom, plenty of headroom.
What happens if you get one and then gain weight?
Well, then I'll have to either sell it or have my body surgically altered to fit into it.
Oh, I see.
Because that would be a lot easier than altering the car.
You know what would actually be kind of cool is to have your body surgically altered such that everything from your waist down was replaced by a Mini Cooper that was under your neural control.
And then you would kind of look like a Shriner.
Yeah, well, sort of like a giant Shriner, I guess, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, that would be cool.
That's an interesting thing to think about. Although then what happens if you want to go inside, like the movie theater or something?
Well, they would have to respect the fact that you were differently abled.
That's true. That's true. Let's see. There's a few... there's quite a few questions from the intervening week between this and the last show. Let's see. C2H50H brings up a point that is something that's on my list of things to deal with. Shit. There was some stuff I intended to do tonight that I don't know if I'm going to have time for because there's not a lot of time between the end of the show and rollover. But anyway, what he says is, or she, I don't know what gender that molecule is, or what that is a molecule of. I don't know, maybe some chemist can explain C2H5OH. Please, could you mark stores in the mall search page that are disabled for account violation in a different color? I know they have to be seen, but... actually, I'm working on getting them so that they won't show up at all. It might be such that when we disable an account, their stuff will show up in the mall for the remainder of that day, but then rollover will also mark the store disabled. But that change has been made. It's just that I can't roll it out until I roll out the rest of the changes that I've been making to the mall, and I'm not done with those changes yet. So yeah, it's definitely in the pipe, and it's in the pipe for very soon.
You know what else is in the pipe? Some ethanol, which is what C2H5OH is.
Yeah. Well, all right. You mean ethanol?
You know, you say ether and I say ether.
Wait, I say ether and you say ether?
Yeah, and you say neither, and I say neither.
Neither, that's true.
Both of us just talk really damn strangely.
That is pretty strange. I think I oscillate between either and either, depending on where it is in a sentence and what sounds surround it.
Like that and the...
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, I know I will say it's not an either-or thing. Like if I'm saying, you know, either slash or, I don't say either or. Maybe I do, that sounds right, too. I don't know. We'll have to wait until that happens in a question, and then see what happens. Let's see. Snotman says, instead of making it so you can't send someone a buff while they're fighting a monster, how about making it so they just receive it immediately after the battle? Well, no, because that would necessitate the creation of a whole queue system for that sort of thing that's not really all that valuable. I just don't, you know... When somebody's asking for buffs, they should do so when they're not adventuring. You know, if somebody wants you to buff them, say, stand still for a second while I buff you, and they should stand still for a second. Dr. Van Mojo asks a good question. What determines the order in which trophies are displayed in your profile and familiars are displayed in your terrarium? Is there any method to this madness? It's that wacky order that MySQL decides to spit things out in if you don't specify an order, I think. Familiars, I might need to start displaying by familiar number. Because of the way they're stored in the database, there's not really a way to order them by, there's not an easy way to order them by the name of the type of familiar that it is. Mm-hmm. And ordering it by the name that you've given it is sort of goofy and would prevent people from doing the weird things that they do where they name their familiars a story so that when you look at their terrarium, you get to read the story. Yeah.
I would like to see, just to, so that it stays on your list, abbreviated ANUS, the ability to rename multiple familiars at a time, like more of a clan membership interface kind of thing.
In the GM utilities that we have, Mr. Skullhead, have you taken a look at the new to-do system thing?
Just briefly.
Because feel absolutely free in cases like this, especially, to just throw things on there.
Okay.
And then if I feel like you've prioritized them in a way that I can't deal with, I'll do the way that I always do, which is just to change it or ignore it. But yeah, that kind of thing is exactly what that's for. That's right, kids. We've got an actual system for managing my to-do items.
Yeah, props which basically to hot stuff for poking and prodding until that happened.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, and actually being the one that kind of runs it because he collects things that I say and types them in. Let's see. GusterLover6 says, why does the context color fill... Oh, the context color fill the whole line when emoted, but not the color of my name when I emote. That's because there's a glitch in there, really. Yeah. I'll have to take a look at that and just see... Have somebody do some thorough testing of all of those behaviors and just make sure that it's okay. Because I'm sure there are still a few things that are missing. Let's see. The Narpa says, you know, it'd be nice if there were the option to make more meat paste on the combine item screen, you know? You know, yeah, it would be, you know.
At the very least, on the link, the text that says you are out of meat paste should probably just link to the meat paste making engine.
Well, except the meat paste making engine is just the third section of your inventory.
Right.
So... I don't know, I mean...
Could it just show the meat paste making engine right up there in that box, or is that not possible?
Well, oh, it could. The only problem is the page that's giving you the message is not the page that actually... I mean, that code is simple enough that I could duplicate it across there, and it's also probably not going to change anytime soon.
Right.
So, yeah, that's not a bad idea. I mean, I suppose I could also just have links on there. I don't know. I'd just say make X meat pastes in there. And then it's like, why can't we make meat stacks from the combine screen?
And then you can say, shut the hell up.
Yeah, that's true. I could. I can always say that. The Narpus also says, also, gripe about changing the way custom outfits work. Make an option for the old way, at least. Well, the reason that I changed the way that custom outfits work, you know, primarily, even though I honestly believe it makes a lot more sense this way, I find it easier to use. I mean, I do stuff that most people playing the game don't do. I mean, I want to do things like, you know, enter a fight with only one accessory equipped and nothing else, things like that, yeah, just for testing stuff. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was changed to fix some bugs and to, like, that code is just sketchy. And it was, I'm really nervous about making changes to it because of the potential for item duplication. And because I'm a crappy programmer, but you know, it's going to stay this way. I don't want to give you an option to make it the old way because I mean the old way just this was pretty irreconcilable with the way that it's coded, and would have required a big rewrite of it. It caused problems with the new functionality where you can only equip one of certain accessories at a time, and that's why that was changed. You wanna address Eman176's question there? Because he's wrong.
Yeah, it's good to know that occasionally I can count to five. So Eman176 has...
custom outfits work. Make an option for the old way, at least. Well, the reason that I changed the way that custom outfits work, you know, primarily, even though I honestly believe it makes a lot more sense this way, I find it easier to use. I mean, I do stuff that most people playing the game don't do. I mean, I want to do things like, you know, enter a fight with only one accessory equipped and nothing else, things like that, just for testing stuff. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was changed to fix some bugs, and to, like, that code is just sketchy, and it was, I'm really nervous about making changes to it because of the potential for item duplication. And because I'm a crappy programmer, but you know, it's gonna stay this way. I don't want to give you an option to make it the old way, because I mean the old way, just this was pretty irreconcilable with the way that it's coded, and would have required a big rewrite of it. It caused problems with the new functionality where you can only equip one of certain accessories at a time, and that's why that was changed. You wanna address Eman on 176's question there, because he's wrong.
Yeah, it's good to know that occasionally I can count to five. So Eman on 176 says, and I don't know, maybe I worked my computer too hard, but it decided that it wanted to take a spontaneous, unrequested reboot. Maybe that's just a new feature, like one of the Windows updates I downloaded. But, yeah, Jake and I are both back on and in the house. Sorry about that, kids.
I discovered a cool feature of Windows Automatic Update last night on my machine downstairs. I downloaded Automatic Updates and then told it I wanted to reboot later. And because I was in the middle of running something that was going to take several hours, and it about every 10 minutes popped up a window asking me if I wanted to restart now or restart later. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that
you can't
is a
make
really
it stop.
Impressive feature. No, you can't until you reboot.
Yep. Anyway, so what were we doing? You started answering the question.
Yeah, I was about to defend my scansion on the haiku.
Okay.
Let's see. Finish setting stuff up. And yeah, the question was the flaming spoiler familiar, which, I don't know, I tend to have equipped, so people. Anybody can get that now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's cool that I have my terrarium open again.
Yep.
Okay. I probably should have asked before I did that, but oh well. So, the Flaming Smurf Familiar says, Eminon 176, third line of the haiku has six syllables. Does it all with style? Boy, do you guys suck at counting. I think, in this case, the accuser is the guilty party, because unless you think that style has two syllables, that's five syllables. And I don't think that style has two syllables, because I don't pronounce it style.
Yeah, it's in a borderland between one and two, but I'd put it pretty firmly in one. What about those things with the bushy tails that eat nuts and scamper around in the forest? What are you? How many syllables do you pronounce those with?
Probably just squirrel.
Yeah, I pretty much call that one syllable.
But I guess you could say squirrel.
Yeah,
would be two.
Yeah. But all right.
Grammar, linguistics, and technical difficulties.
Indeed. Right. Growlder says, hey, Jake, here's an idea. How about the Gnomish Nomad Camp randomly moves around the beach since they are nomads and all? What do you think? While that would be kind of funny, it would make it difficult to position the rest of the stuff we're going to put in Desert Beach, so probably not. The Monkey says, can you make it so you can't give or sell gifts that you've received, as it is ungrateful? No, because that would require tracking the items as unique items, and that's something that we just can't really do. Sterlock brings up something that should go on the list for a number of reasons. Hello, I have an idea for an accessibility improvement. I think it would be cool to see what the status of the moons are in some sort of image alt text. That was in brackets. I feel sort of left out when people are talking about things having to do with the moons, e.g. Muscle Day, etc. Thanks. Not only because that will make it more accessible, but because it will allow me to use the phrase waxing gibbous.
Mm.
I will do that.
Sterlock, for those not in the know, is visually impaired. He's one of the people who have been honest about making it so that blind people can actually play our game instead of being able to play most of the game and then having to call somebody else in to help them. So we're definitely all about that.
Yeah, there was back in the day, there was a guy who had me do some stuff for that reason. But I believe that guy came and went completely before the hedge puzzle, which was the biggest thing that Sterlock was having an issue with. So, yeah. Vlad Teepees says, Teepees, do you happen to know who was the drunkest player ever and how drunk they were? I don't remember.
That would have been back when that number could get up, or can it still get up into the thousands?
It can. At first, it was capped at 255, so a lot of people would hit 255 all the time. But yeah, I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh damn! Internet Explorer has encountered a problem with an add-on and needs to close, which is okay with me because I don't have Internet Explorer open.
All right.
The power of Christ compels you. I'm not going to say it the other 25 times since we're on the air, but hopefully we can exorcise the E-demons.
E-demons. Mini Johnny says, hey there, Jake and Mr. Skullhead. Can we please have a Canon Museum E-penis thing where it shows what rank you are in the donations? That would be cool. Thanks. And that might not be a bad idea, to have it show you that when you donate. Because doing that calculation just then would not be such a big deal. And that also might encourage people who are, 11 or 12 to donate up into the top 10.
So it would only show that particular player what rank they are. It wouldn't be like a top 10 donators. That makes sense. Because we've discussed a lot that we don't want to... Are you talking...
Oh, no, you know what? I read this as... I read this as him talking about the meat donations to the docent
and
for the display.
Now that I look at it, that's probably the better way to read it. So, never mind. But, yeah. If anybody's curious, we don't want to do a list of people who've made the most physical donations. Not that that question was about that.
Well, I don't know. It might be. I would say that those things are like when you said that, I immediately was like, oh fuck, I interpreted this wrong. This was a few days ago, wasn't it? So yesterday. So man, maybe he's not listening and won't know. Contrickster says, can we have a sell all but one option at the Bounty Hunter Hunter? Without the closet, you have to click 40 plus times if you want to use one of the first for pants. Or you could use the first for pants and then go do it. But if you're saving it for pants. Well, I'm not going to make any interface improvements to the Bounty Hunter Hunter because what the Bounty Hunter Hunter does is going to improve pretty, well, it's going to change. It'll improve in terms of it being more complex and useful and interesting and cool. That's in our little list of some content that we're working on right now. Because he kind of sucks. I guess he's probably a little, you know, he has become a lot more useful in Ronin and Hardcore because auto-selling stuff has become a lot more important.
Yeah. But still, the stuff that we've been discussing for that is too cool to pass up.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't even know where the Bounty Hunter Hunter lives. Seaside Town, somewhere?
Yeah, I think he's on the wrong side of the tracks, maybe.
Yeah, there he is. Okay, never mind.
Stimmer says, why are the basement level boards in the weird section of the Hall of Records rather than in the statistics section? Well, I mean, they don't directly reflect your statistics, I didn't feel that they belonged in the statistics section, precisely, and weird just seemed like the best place for them. Because, I mean, it's pretty tangential to gameplay, how far you are in the basement, you know. So, yeah, that's something that not everybody's going to want to focus on. PBA has a number of posts in a row here from yesterday. I had a few ideas and wanted to ask you about them. First, what about being able to use healing items in your skill page as you can MP restores? That, I don't know. Because, you know, when you're in the skills page, you're using up MP. But when you're in the skills page, you're not. I mean, I could see maybe being able to use them when you're resting or something, you know, like in a place where you would be. But, like, why would you go to your skills page and in order to want to use a healing item? That sentence didn't make any sense, but yeah, I don't know. If you've got a reason for this that I'm not picking up on, then let me know. Second, everybody scoffs at mysticality, and you've said yourself that this stat is useless except for its ability to give you more MP. Many players I know say that all raising your mist as rapidly as a mist character gets you is access to new places where you can get beaten up more rapidly. So I was wondering if there was a way to make it more useful, like having you give a tiny bonus to finding meat and items as it rises, 1% every 10 or 15, or perhaps making it so mist characters can use their mist in part for defense, magical shield of sorts. This especially makes sense against special damage like spooky and fire. Let's see. Mysticality has become more important now in terms of it. Every damage skill that the Mist classes uses now scales to some extent with mysticality, including some that scale with no cap at all, the high-end ones. So, honestly, I think we're in relatively good shape as far as that goes. I mean, I could see what might be cool is having certain accessories maybe that became more, because it, you know, mysticality also allows you to equip better accessories, and while that's not such a big deal in Ronin because you tend to not, you know, find stuff as a non-mysticality class that you can't equip because of that, unless you do and I'm just out of the loop and don't see that. But it's, you know, if you're playing outside of Ronin, it lets you sort of get things out of the mall a little earlier than you would be able to, you know, and equip them effectively. But, yeah, I mean, it might make sense to just have a few more things that scale with mysticality, just some sort of flavor things, some more interesting things. I mean, we don't want to make any serious balance changes at this point because really, I mean, that's the thing with mysticality classes is they let you get into places early, and if you play wisely, you can, you know, and it's expensive. You can't do it every turn, but if you spend some MP and if you work your skills like you got some mad skills, then you can fight in places that, you know, turtle tamers and disco bandits of your level would not be able to fight, because you know you can crank out a lot of damage if you're willing to spend the money and the MP. So, I mean, that's kind of, you know, that's also sort of the way spellcasting classes work in every game. It's like, they tend to get their asses kicked unless they're played correctly. I mean, they're not nearly as forgiving as the you know, the thief classes that dodge a lot or and can sneak off into the shadows when things get bad, or the muscle classes that can just tank and take a lot of damage. So, yeah, you know, like, certainly I think there's the potential to put stuff in that makes it more interesting, but in general, I think we're okay. Let's see. Also, I was thinking that perhaps with the complaints about Degrassi Knoll being too large, that you could split the adventures between two halves. Right and left, far right and far left, middle and lunatic fringe, whatever.
I don't know if I see that or not.
Yeah, I don't really either. Because the thing is, there is a way, you know, there is a way to make it so you don't have to spend any turns in Degrassi Knoll at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, I mean, the fact that, I mean, I can understand there's some stuff that you absolutely have to get there, so that's one of the places where the random number generator can really dick with you on a speed run. But, and the thing is, people complain about that, but I really feel like there are just enough places for the random number generator to dick with you on a speed run that it really kind of evens out for everybody. You know, and we'll see. This will become clearer as the leaderboards mature. But, you know, that was a place that we pretty much, in testing, felt was okay and didn't really need to be modified the way that some of the other stuff did. The places where you had to gather outfits and that kind of thing. Because nothing that you need from Degrassi Knoll has a super low drop rate. Really, nothing you need to complete the game has a super low drop rate anymore. The only places people are getting stuck is like in the... Well, I mean, the Friar Quest shouldn't be that bad anymore. But... Yeah. And the Crypt, but there's really not a lot that can be done about that mechanically. And still, it shouldn't take all that long. Some people are going to be on the you know, high end of the bell curve on that, but... The likelihood of them being at the high end of the bell curve on that and the high end of the bell curve somewhere else is pretty slim. So, you know,
pretty much the Crypt, you can generally do at least one and usually two areas of the Crypt in a day. So it's that the boss monsters in there are pretty much coming up as frequently as they should. Yeah. I think.
I mean, it is. I can see the point that people are making because, you know, there isn't anything that prevents you from spending 100 turns there without hitting it. You know, it is possible for that to happen. But, you know, I mean, that's sort of complaining about the thing that makes the game interesting. You know, I mean, you don't want it to be the same every time. You don't want there to be false controls on most of the stuff, I don't think. You know, I mean, yeah, that's right. PBA also asks about giving familiars genders. I mean, the way we write it, certain familiars have certain genders, and that's just kind of the way it works.
And I can see that kind of if you want to name your Yeti after a female friend of yours, and so you want to have a female Yeti. But, man, that's so cosmetic. And you can always pretend that the pronouns are different.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, wherever I can, I try to use, you know, non-specific pronouns on a lot of stuff. But, I mean, sometimes it's just, you know, in the interest of making a joke or a sentence flow correctly, we got to pick one. Aral Town says, one of the persons it's possible to auto-sell items to is a Canadian telemarketer. Why, then, are there no telemarketers in Little Canada? Well, because I forgot about that.
They've all been driven out of Little Canada because Canadians don't like telemarketers any more than you do.
That's probably true.
I am the retrofitting continuity guy, too.
Yeah. Lusty Pirate Wench says, should the giant wheel in the sky take turns from you? I thought you had said no, and yet it's taking a turn every time I use it. It shouldn't take a turn when you leave without doing anything to it. It'll take a turn if you turn it, because the wheel in the sky keeps on turning.
Do you know where you'll be tomorrow?
I don't. I didn't actually know any of the other lyrics to that song.
That's about all I got to.
Disco Thief says, if I try to listen to the channel that doesn't exist, it tells me I don't have access. Shouldn't it say that it doesn't exist? Yeah, I mean, I know that's an issue that there's a, if you try and listen to a message or a channel that you don't have permission to listen to, it gives you a different message than if you try to listen to, you know, channel XYZZQ, which doesn't exist. Which I suppose that if somebody didn't know the names of any of the channels and was trying to brute force discover the names of all the channels that he or she didn't have access to, although it would have to be a he because no woman in her right mind would do this, then you could potentially abuse that, but it's never been a big enough deal for me to actually bother fixing. I mean, because I don't want to just say, like, you know, if you try and listen to, I don't know, like one of the channels you get post-ascension and you don't have access to it, then it's going to tell you the channel doesn't exist, and we'll get a bunch of reports about that. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, I hope that people have figured out by now that that whole that channel doesn't exist is more of a joke than anything, because
yeah, it really
it's pretty obvious that it exists.
And I mean, what do I do if somebody does a who is on a player that's in a channel that they don't have access to? I mean, that, you know, is in a channel you don't have access to in something, I don't know.
And it should have an insult in there, too.
Yeah. It'll end with comma jerk all the time.
Wow. So then the radio just completely dropped, and I have no idea what the last thing that was said was, but people who are listening say that we were only out for like 10 seconds. So I don't know what the deal was with that. But
wow.
Just
they're
occasionally
all,
the server will drop carrier.
That's pretty strange.
Mm-hmm.
So Gig says the last thing he heard was me saying jerk before the sound cut off.
Oh, great.
So basically all we did was hem and haw about 4th of July, and
yeah,
we don't really care about the 4th of July.
Yeah, we're...
And that there probably won't be any 4th of July-themed holiday in the kingdom.
We're bad Americans, and we don't appreciate our country, and we're probably terrorists.
I don't support our troops.
I support some of our troops, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
If they need a hand, I'll help them up the stairs or whatever.
What?
I don't know. I was going somewhere with that, and I never got there, so...
What was it in the... I think it was in that blog spot thing about having butt sex with Ann Coulter, where he says that this whole thing is like sending a bunch of second graders into a burning building and then telling everybody that if you don't support our second graders, that you're... I don't know. I'm patriotic. Let's see. Garland says, although I'm really looking forward to the possible special class titles, I have an idea for something to keep us entertained in the meantime. How about letting us pick any of the class titles we had in previous ascensions? For example, if I ascend as a steel clubber instead of accordion thief, I could be Garland the narwhal pummeler instead of Garland the sub-apprentice accordion thief. Something even more fun would be to let us mix and match parts of the names, allowing me to be Garland the parsley subduer, or Garland the spaghetti buster, or Garland the discordian thief. I don't know.
Seems like that would cause more confusion than it would amuse people.
Well, it would be tricky because that's the function for generating the title based on the class is something that's just all over the place.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I think that we can do some interesting we can do interesting enough stuff with the titles that you will enjoy messing with it.
Sure.
Yeah, we should think about that, Mr. Skullhead.
All right.
And maybe have it be something that you unlock titles and then can choose which one gets displayed, maybe.
Hmm.
Like, that would be something kind of cool, I think.
Yeah, I think that's something that can go on our whiteboard or blackboard.
Our black head. The NARPA says, do you have a command where you can just tell your computer, stop, stop, everything's going to shit, don't let there be another Black Sunday? If you don't, you ought to make one.
We have backups now.
Also, I can make the server stop if I see something going wrong. Yeah. MoRon2020 says, you know, it's a little disturbing to have a tiny house in the food section of the inventory, unless you're a termite, that is. You didn't, I mean, the characters in the Kingdom of Living are not humans. They are termites. Redpot says, do ascension testers count on the speed leaderboards? No. All of the ascension testers. If you see an ascension tester on a speed leaderboard, that's because I've made a mistake and forgotten to put their player ID in the board immunity code. So please tell me if you see that. Swordmaster9944 says, how many people are active in KOL? Active being logging in at least once a week. Well, there were, in the past week, there have been 64,250 accounts logged into. In the past month, there have been like 100,336. That seems to be about the way that it works. There's usually like 30,000 and change in a day, 60,000 and change in a week, and 100,000 and change in a month. And that's been pretty consistent.
Yeah, people tend to come and go, or the net population of the kingdom stays the same, is what I meant to say. So our turnover rate is about the same as our growth rate.
Yeah. That, well, the turnover and people abandoning multis, I think, is true. So, I mean, I don't know. Let's see. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, dear Jick, a while back you said something to the effect of there's no reason to play beyond level 15 as there's no content for you. Well, having ascended a couple times now, I'm wondering if you didn't mean to say there's no content for you beyond level 11, since there's nothing new for levels 12, 13, or 14, and beating the Naughty Sorceress to level 11 is very doable, even in hardcore. Did you intend for everyone to get to level 11 and start over? If not, can we have some new content for the higher but not above 15 levels? I understand that adding mandatory content to the game would make the current speed ascension records unassailable, so that's probably not what we want to do. But could we at least have something to do other than try and ascend as fast as possible at levels 12 to 15? Possibly high-level guild quests? Your thoughts are appreciated on this. Your thoughts on this are appreciated. That is a good point. And I believe that there is some stuff up at those levels in the sort of theoretical stages of the guild content that exists now. But yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, at some point, just not right now, at some point I would like for there to be more options for you to have once you get to the level where you can beat the sorceress than just ascending, you know? I mean, something to do in the meantime, something to do while you're, you know, perhaps trying to accomplish some other goal before you go through again, that kind of thing. This is definitely something that we're aware of and thinking about. What the plan was, honestly, was to make it so the sorceress stuff happened around level 15, but then we just decided we'd rather have a significant council quest at basically every level, and that's just sort of where we stopped. That's kind of where we ran out of stuff when we were kind of putting everything back into a coherent narrative. And plus, 11 is cool. There also, says Fungo in chat, there are some skills that you get at level 12.
So that's the content to hang out for, is to get another skill.
Yeah, except for the class or two, it doesn't have a level 12 skill.
Mm-hmm.
Pixie Kitty says, can you make it so we can see the items in a custom outfit? It'll make it easier to remember after not wearing one for a long time. Thank you. I don't know where that would go.
Well, let's see. What does the manage custom items or custom outfit?
Yeah, maybe that wouldn't be a bad place to put it, because you don't really go in there a lot. So, I mean, that could pretty easily actually display the names and stuff. Because I have an include file that will allow, like for the mall searches, that will allow me to get item names out without actually having to hit the database to get the item names. Hmm. So that's something that I could maybe use there. Yeah, that's actually a pretty good idea. That's something that should that's something that I should write down on a piece of paper with a pen. I clean my office and now there's nothing to see or to find anywhere. Which is to say that I clean my office and now I don't know where anything is.
You cleaned it yourself, though?
What?
You cleaned it yourself, though?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, I wouldn't argue that because you put something somewhere, you would know where it is, because that's certainly not true for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'd say it's even less true of me than it is for you. Because when I clean, I like to drink.
Yeah.
Actually, that isn't true. I typically clean when I'm hungover and feeling guilty about drinking. It's my sort of penance that makes my headache go away.
So, Akira-san asks, or some they call me Tim, Tim also asks, how do doubling bots like Smelly Head work? How they work is that they pop up and they're not actually bots and they're scams and they get disabled.
Yeah, they take stuff from you and don't give it back.
So we tend to disable them as soon as they are brought to our attention.
Yeah. Ponjo says, another problem with the coloring. Yeah, okay. Matrix Michael sends us an animation set to fingertips, which I'll have to bookmark and take a look at later. Juiceswami says, how about making it so that when one creates an account, they can start out either hardcore or Ronin or on a path? Honestly, I feel like by the time you get into the game enough that you want to do that, you will have gone through it once. Like, I would prefer to... See, the thing is, there are a lot of people who play, and, you know, they play it, they see that it's a cool, easy RPG. They play it for a while, they get bored, they don't get to the end, then their account goes away. And I don't want to make things really hard for those people, you know? I'd rather keep the first run through the game easy and simple and accessible.
And I would think at the beginning you wouldn't have any idea what those things meant. And so even though you can leave the path later, it would be a good idea to just default to the way it is now. And then once you've played through the game and you know, say, if you really like using the mall or if you don't really eat and drink that much, then you can go for the paths. So, yeah. I think the game on a regular softcore is cool enough to keep people interested to the Sorceress Quest, at least.
Yeah. Grok the Mad says, hi, JNS. Regarding familiars of the month, will you be able to keep bringing us brand new familiars with new things they can do for a while, or do you think you'll have to repeat? Well, I don't know. I kind of feel like we've been out of ideas on the familiars for quite a while. but we won't be repeating the familiars of the month, or the items of the month. What we may end up having to do is just ending up with some sort of brilliant revelation where we figure out some just whole new category of item of the month. That we can then use to create new items of the month in the future.
Yep. Or give familiars another accessory slot.
Another accessory slot. Oh, so they can wear more than one.
Yeah.
That's probably
fun to play around.
Yeah. Just different kinds of accessories. Yeah.
There are a limited number of things that we've come up with that familiars can do. So the next leap forward will be to see what new things the familiars might be able to do, and breaking out of the idea that there are a set number of base skills for familiars and we're just combining them. So,
yeah, because I mean, really, there are only so many things that happen in combat, you know.
But there are a few things that we've discussed that would give a little edge to them.
That's true. Grok the Mad says, hi, JNS. In compact mode, can you make the alt text show where you had your last adventure when you mouse over ADV? It already does. Well, it's supposed to. Yeah, and it does. Wait, no. What the hell?
It just says last adventure for me, but I'm on Firefox. I don't know if that makes it difference.
I totally thought that I changed that a long time ago. No. A title equals last adventure. What the hell is wrong with me? Why did I believe that I had fixed that? Okay. Last adventure. alt tag he scribbled on his tiny legal pad. Amazing Upa says, how does the game break ties in the collection / consumption leaderboards? Is the radio button, in the radio button candy collection boards? That's a good question. I think it is I think it is that random MySQL order when it does that, because I don't think I've actually ordered it by a second field. That might ought to be fixed. I might ought to be fixing to fix that.
That needs fixed.
That does need fixed. Man, I can't believe you just made me think about that again. Now I feel like a loser all over again. Tortuga says, 149 adventures at the Pirate's Cove and still no Smurf Smurf. Surely some mistake. Has my account been flagged incorrectly? Wait. I see. Now I can officially declare Tortuga a cretin. Because, yeah. Never mind.
I just got that that item and the shirt in two adventures in a row, my first two adventures, looking for that. So it seems like it can be friendly. But, yeah, you won't get the item for the quest if you don't have the quest.
That's true. Gulo Gulo says, the header toolbar, meaning the top menu there, updates automatically with new areas. It does not update when areas are removed. That is to say, it shows the layer when you're level 1 after ascending. That actually shouldn't be the case, because that was one of the earliest things that I coded, was when you ascend and reload the main page, that it refreshes that top menu. So I wonder if something maybe just timed out, because it really should update automatically when that happens. Sean Clannery says, this may have been answered last week for all I know, but is there any way to see what our final stats were for each ascension we've completed? There is not right now, but that information is stored. So I guess it would be possible to give like a sort of a detailed version of your ascension history. excuse me. Why do I always forget to mute my mic when I'm going to sneeze?
I think you like to gross us out.
Do I?
Yeah.
I don't know, is that really all that gross?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's not my fault you got a weak constitution or stomach.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to amend it, so it'll be a slightly stronger constitution.
Right. One that doesn't allow queers to marry.
Yeah.
Because it's a terrible concern. Nothing threatens us more than that, Mr. Skullhead.
Nothing at all. It's our way of life. You know, anybody who thinks that we're not being sarcastic is probably shouldn't be playing our game anyway.
That's probably true.
You have to have your sarcasm meter cranked for this game. So, I think we're all right.
I am Soup Combust says, can you put the announcement section of the Clan Hall on top of the page rather than below the Clan Hall graphic? New users don't notice it, since it's the only area of the game where the graphic for a zone has things under it. Is that true?
You know, I think it might be. But if you were to do that, you'd definitely have to make it so you can delete the damn announcements.
Yeah. That would make it the only place in the game where the graphic for a zone has things above it. Scotty Girl C says, why don't Zmobies drop disembodied brains? Please think on this. Well, because the brains that zombies are carrying aren't properly preserved.
Plus, they've eaten them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they might be carrying some for later. But that would be, like, brain jerky.
Yeah, like, zombies really can't think that far in advance, and neither can Zmobies.
Right, that's probably true.
Yeah, but I do think that on my list of titles should be the bullshit retroactive continuity fixes.
All right. Or just explanations, because a lot of times they're not fixes, they're just us making something up.
Yeah.
Ricker Scott says, there's a rumor that after you ascend, the shore gets capped. Is that true? No. Armax says, we should be able to make a gnomish wang, spelled W-A-G-N-G, that converts our chat into gnomish.
Boy,
that's kind of funny. That would get kind of it.
That would be great for the people who already find just the amount of it that shows up in game obnoxious.
Ace Troubleshooter says, do you think there could that you could add a highest level post-ascension in the records hall? well, I mean, that's effectively done by the stat leaderboards. I mean, so I don't really know that that's necessary. Well, no, I don't know. There aren't any present, like, current highest stat leaderboards. I don't know. Jill Bob says, since the thread in discussion got bumped today, is there really a chance you could come to London, England for a KOL meet in November/December? Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, if one gets going, we can probably make that with that much notice.
Yeah, we're definitely still down with that. Definitely. Right.
Definitely. As long as you give us at least 30 minutes notice till Wapner,
mm-hmm.
we can definitely make that.
But I won't wear my underwear.
That's true. He never does. Armax says, what do you think of making the hovercraft equipable by any familiar? It would add some more strategy to the cake arena. Speaking of which, will the dodecapede ever be helped by empathy, etc.? That fixes... sympathy. The fix to the passive one is in testing now and just needs to have a few scripts pushed out once it's been verified that they're okay. There will probably be another item like the lead necklace, but that gives negative weight, so that you can do that sort of strategizing that you want to do. Could you make an accomplishment, says Armac, for those who ascended on 6-9? Something like you were the Xth player to ascend on Ascension Day. All who fought the lag and the naughty sorceress that night would less than 3 it. I don't know. That would be... To put that in the accomplishments would be a little database slammy. Or database Sammy. Have you met my friend Database Sammy?
He knows everything.
He does. Yeah, I don't know.
We need something. I mean, maybe
I mean, there's the top 100 in the Canon Museum.
Hmm.
How many people ascended that night?
I think you're the guy with the database in front of you.
That's true. But it's not really any more in front of me than it is in front of you. What with it being way over there. This co-location thing is looking better and better the more I talk to people and them. So... This is conceivably something that I can start moving forward on this week, getting some actual hardware.
Excellent.
I mean, it's going to be a long process of getting everything working and tested and converted over, but yeah, it is moving forward. Jeffrey Duke says, a question for Jick and Scully. What kind of merchandise can we expect in the brand new KOL store? Well, shirts and pint glasses and shot glasses and stickers for right now. And more shirts on the way very soon. I have the actual shirts, but I don't have them printed yet. That's another thing I need to do sometime this week during the time when other businesses are open, which is to say the first couple hours that I'm awake every afternoon.
Yep.
My sleep schedule is becoming really problematic again. Hmm. Although it's getting to the point where I'm almost catching normal business hours at the end of my day, which is nice.
You're almost going to bed after people have gotten up.
Yeah. Irish Pride with Firepower says, can you please discuss Comic-Con? This is my first year going to it, and I would like to meet up with other KOL players. Well, we're going to be there. Me and Mr. Skullhead and probably the Pretentious Artist and definitely Hot Stuff, who will be out here working at that time. We're going to probably cruise on over in one car or another. That'll be fun. I don't know really what to say about it. I don't know anything about it. I've never been.
What can I say about Comic-Con? The first time we went, we didn't go to any panels, and we only kind of wandered the floor and didn't really pay any attention to when panels were taking place. And if you do that, it's a maximum of maybe 5 hours. That you'll wander around there and see everything you want to see as far as stuff to buy, and then you will want to leave. But some of the panels are awesome, so get a program and kind of figure out what things you want to see and organize it that way.
If you get a program, do you then have to get with the program?
Well, you'd probably want to have the program with you. I don't know if that's the same.
Do you need to straighten up and fly right?
No, we're driving.
Oh. Do we need to get our shit together then?
We probably should.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, you can stop that anytime.
I can't think of any more. What some more things that, like, you know, say Jaime Manrique would. No, not Jaime Manrique. Is it Jaime Manrique?
I don't know who the hell you're talking about.
The guy who helps you do those things.
Hmm.
Now, who's the Jaime Escalante?
Jaime Escalante, yeah.
Okay. Who's Jaime Manrique? I think Jaime Manrique is that guy who wrote that book about having sex with his mother.
I should write a book about having sex with your mother.
Yeah, you should.
I wrote the book on having sex with your mother. Because then I could say that. Right now I can't.
And then they broke the mold.
Mm. They broke the mold before they made me, so it's kind of weird.
That's why you got the weird seams down the back side. Oh, God. Can we have a use multiple on briefcases, says JLE. And please, can you re-implement the Stone of Extreme Power adventure as a clover drop in? It's not yours, it's mine. Sometime. I don't know. I use multiple on briefcases. I think we should make briefcases do something before we have a use multiple on them.
Mm.
I guess they sort of do something. They either turn into a different useless item, or they turn into some meat. Isn't that kind of what?
Yeah, I mean, they turn into a useless item with a high auto sell value. So, it's not all bad.
Sewer Rat suggests a /AFK command where you can have a message go out if somebody tries to PM you when you're not there. I don't know. Don't think about that. Feel the Grease says, will there ever be cigarettes in-game? I think that would be cool. They could give you Moxie points and adventures or something. Well, I mean, smoking cigarettes does make you cool. And, I mean, I guess in the sense that in real life it helps you live longer, that is kind of like having more adventures.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I kind of don't want to put cigarettes in the game, ever. Or yeah. Really anything that you smoke, other than the Mafia Stogie.
For some reason, the, people are okay with kids who are, you know, 14 or 15 learning all about alcohol from our game, but if we were pimping tobacco to them as well, we'd probably get in trouble. So, yep. Mm-hmm. Reckon.
Oh, man. I'm already out of steam, and we're only an hour into the show.
Do you want me to take a more active role? Do you want to switch? Do you want to be the bottom for a while?
Sure. You read this one from the KOL Gift Fairy.
KOL Gift Fairy. Yeah, KOL Gift Fairy says, okay, you probably already know, but I just saw the description of the Goblin King's balls. Michael motioned, stood behind Bowie, stuck his arms around him, and watched in a monitor for the takes in Labyrinth. Yeah, that kind of marks the boundary between kid and adult when you, like, look at David Bowie in Labyrinth and think, wow, he's doing all these cool things with the glass balls, or you look at David Bowie and say, huh, somebody else's arm is stuck up from the bottom of the frame and is playing with the Goblin King's balls.
I always assumed that it was just the extra arm that he was obviously keeping in the front of his pants for the entire movie.
Yeah, I don't want to say that I noticed that he had a huge package, but I noticed that he had a huge package.
You can't, now I just can't watch the movie anymore. Like, I watched it last week, again, and I don't know, it's hypnotic. It's really just, I hate it when things from my childhood are just really dated.
Mm.
Like, The Goonies, I think, is surviving.
Now, see, I would argue that the only thing that dates Labyrinth, really, is the special effects. And I kind of like the special effects the way they are, so.
Really? You don't think that David Bowie's presence and character just screams 80s?
No, maybe Goblin King fashion is different than our own.
I suppose that could be
David Bowie's so fucking cool that it doesn't matter to me that, you know, the hairstyle, like the giant mullet, is pretty 80s. And the
I don't know that. I mean, yeah, David Bowie's done a lot of cool stuff, but I don't know that you can really. I don't know that the statement David Bowie is really fucking cool is really defensible.
Hmm.
I mean, granted, I've never met the guy, but I mean, and even if it was defensible, that doesn't mean that any given thing that he did was beyond reproach or not obviously a product of its time. I don't know.
Yeah, it's another one where we should probably discuss that off.
We should take this offline.
You realize that people out there in KOL land that Jick and I can argue the aesthetic value of any given thing for a couple of hours and have a screaming match pretty much over the most obviously objective point of something being aesthetically pleasing or not.
You mean subjective?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly what I mean. But I didn't want to have another weird long pause in my speech, which I get more and more often as I get older, so I just picked whichever word was floating closest to the brain surface.
I see. Yeah, you keep going. I'm enjoying this.
All right. Hi, Jake and Scully, says Techrono Mage. I was wondering why a red pixel potion is in the miscellaneous section of the inventory and not in the food and drink section with the blue pixel potion and the green pixel potion. Sounds like it's kind of an error. What do you think?
I don't see why they shouldn't all be there. I really need to reevaluate the way that... Like, we still get a lot of bug reports about, you know... This is weird that there were so many of these in this show, but, I mean, with the tiny house being in there and the barbell is in food and drink. Excuse me. Oh, God. This is 120 minutes of belching and sneezing into the mic with Jake.
Maybe we should just change the barbell to a chocolate barbell or a peanut butter barbell, which you would then, when you used it, it would just say you lift the barbell for a while and then you eat it and bulk up.
That could be. And then the tiny house would be something that you eat.
And then poop out the actual house. Sorry, I just got the instant house, so I was on a different wavelength.
Oh, right, because that's not actually the reconstituted house.
Right.
That gets rehydrated.
I'm being told that I'm much more quiet than you, and I'm trying to fix that. Ponjos just told me to speak the fuck up. Which, you're a mumbler, so I don't know why I'm more quiet than you are.
I'm a mumbler?
You are a mumbler. Sometimes you'll start out a sentence and you'll be talking in a completely normal tone of voice, and then as you keep talking, you'll just kind of get more and more quiet until, you know, you really can't hear what you're saying at all.
Even on the radio?
Yeah.
Speaking of on the radio.
Can you hear it popping on the stereo?
Let's see. Von Schiller says, feeling a little behind. Do you still think there's a chance to become a big name, someone important in the KOL universe? Absolutely there is. Who's an important player with a who's a big name, who's a well-known and well-respected player with a high player ID, Mr. Skullhead?
Isn't Hot Stuff pretty, isn't he in the six-digit range?
No.
Or is he not?
He's 59035.
Ah, okay then. I don't know. But, like, Thor and Adra came in, and they weren't particularly interested in being on leaderboards and whatnot, but they did a really cool thing for the community, which was the KOL Player Picks page. And so, even if people don't know who they are, they know that page. And, doing something cool for the community is one of the ways that you can do that without having to be good at the game. But I would say anybody who starts today, if they've got a lot of moxie, they could probably become a well-known.
Yep. Yeah, so you got to be a disco bandit or an accordion thief.
I think I'm just going to start saying over when I'm done talking.
Okay.
Because I'm rambling. And it's hard to know when the periods are.
Man, sorry about this, everybody. Let's see. ABJR brings up something that was a bug, and I'm sorry. A few people who beat the Naughty Sorceress on St. Sneaky Pete's Day drank up, got the certain special adventure, then ascended and never got their Smurfy Smurf Smurf. Should they have? Yeah, they should have. I screwed up, and that was not in the list. The flag that adventure sets, that then the rollover script checks to give you the gifts, isn't on the list of things that got excluded from the flag wipeout that happens when you ascend, so that was what was wrong.
I am Soup Combust has a good one. How about links in the top pane to the sky and or guild? That would be good.
To the guild, really?
Yeah, you'd be surprised how often I fail to remember where my guild is, especially with changing classes.
Yeah, that's true. And I get, but I mean, the thing is, it's certainly no more important than the council, and there's no link to the council.
True.
I don't know. JLE says, why not be able to choose which hero you get an item from in the daily dungeon if you go there with a clover? For example, you can choose Boris, but not whether you get the key or the ring. Huh.
Hmm.
That's interesting.
That's weird.
Okay, Madame Defarge asks, I'll think about that. Madame Defarge asks, why are hardcore players allowed to equip a Mr. A, when a Mr. Accessory is not allowed to be equipped? That was a mistake. There was a typo in the items that I disallowed. So you shouldn't be able to equip a Mr. A in hardcore. I'm hoping that doesn't create a huge advantage for the people who did it and put them in some unassailable position on the leaderboards. But I don't think it will, because it's not that big of a deal. Pastahead says, how tall are you? I'm 6'2".
I'm 6'0".
I'm Hawaii 5'0".
Book 'em, Jicko.
Sephiroth says, what video games? Well, I'm glad you asked, Sephiroth. I finally played the rest of the way through and completed Planescape Torment, which is just great. I played some Burnout 3, which is fun, but which makes me very angry. I played some Mario Kart, Double Dash, and I bought Destroy All Humans, and then got stuck on the 7th mission and got pissed off and threw the controller across the room and haven't played it again since then. It really bothers me when my first session of playing a game ends up being my last session of playing a game.
Yeah, because then you go, like, that was $45 for half an hour of entertainment.
Well, I mean, I played it for, like, 3 hours, probably. Yeah. You know, but, yeah, I speculate gave me a little trick that he learned for beating this thing. There's just this really, really irritating sequence in the game that just, I mean, honestly, I don't feel like this was a lack of skill on my part so much. It was just a really bad design decision in the game. There's this place where the goal is to get this guy back to your ship so that you can abduct him, right? And in the past, the way that you've gotten people into your ship is by hypnotizing them, giving them a suggestion to go to your ship, and then you follow them to your ship. But what happens with this guy, you hypnotize him, give him the command to go to your ship, he gets like 95% of the way to your ship, wakes up from hypnosis, you hypnotize him again, and you can give him all of the commands except to go to the ship. So, what?
So this is clearly messing with the game mechanics just so that they can throw in a puzzle?
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. It doesn't really give you any, like, that doesn't make any sense either. Why would they just randomly change it and not say, oh, you might have to try something different this time or something? It's just, like, the not only does the obvious solution not work, but the obvious solution doesn't work and it doesn't really explain why. It just seems like a bug rather than a challenge, you know? CyberGoat asks if the Mini Cooper you drove was gold-plated.
No, sadly, yeah. I think what I'm going to end up with is an kind of a ivory color body and a black top.
But, really?
Yeah.
That seems like that'd be really hard to keep clean.
It's a really off-white color. The more that I try to describe it, the gayer I'm going to get. So it's called pepper white on the thing, but it's just a cool look.
Huh. So,
Starkid
needs to check the FAQ. Starkid, you need to check the FAQ in the forums about our radio show.
We'll not blast you this time because it wasn't sticky until the show was already going, but next time you'll get the rough side of my tongue, and I don't mean that in the way that it's obviously going to be taken.
Aldous says, if you implement the children's meal of the dam, do you think it could drop toys when eaten? More stuff to collect is always good, and it'd spice up the evil food menu. Well, yeah, that's the plan.
That was why it was never implemented, is we never figured out what.
Yeah, we never came up with anything that satisfied us about what we could do as far as collecting toys. I think setting Riff to thinking about that might be worth doing.
Mm.
he might be able to create a framework for us to fill in. We might look at all the things that we've talked about in the past. Sean Clannery says C2H5OH is your favorite drink.
Ethanol?
Well, ethanol is what... Yeah.
So ethanol and ethyl alcohol are the same thing?
I believe so.
Huh. I was not aware of that.
I mean, I'm almost sure that ethanol is the kind of alcohol that gets you drunk. I think it's also the kind of alcohol that your car runs on. I don't know. Are you still there?
Yeah, sorry. One second. Go ahead and talk for a second. I'm going to go to the restroom.
Okay.
All right.
Cat Drake says, this is Cat Drake. Could you simply say that you got this message as from what's been happening? I think you may have belated me. If you see this, please acknowledge my presence. I've never belated anyone. My ignore list is completely empty. Babu says, I seem to remember you mentioning the possibility of changing the Sorceress fight so that it can go past 30 rounds. Is that something you're still planning or considering doing? That was done before the Sorceress rolled out. She actually, I think it's cranked up to 50 on her. Jet the Prince says, would it be possible slash a good idea to have an item that changed your main in the sense that when you adventured, you got the 50 of a different stat and 25-25 of your main and the other stat? That would make boosting your other stats up to your main more effective and give another tool to strategize while ascending, maybe as a hardcore reward. Actually, it's interesting. That was originally what the Hovering Sombrero was going to do, was to make it so it was like the volleyball in terms of stat gains, but made it so mysticality was it. Like it was a volleyball that it was a volleyball if you were a mysticality class, but if you weren't a mysticality class, it would be like becoming a mysticality class in terms of stat gains and having a volleyball. And then, you know, we would obviously make two others for the other two classes, but we decided to make the sombrero work a little bit differently. So, yeah, that might be. That's a mechanism that I've never messed with, and it's cool. I would like for people to be able to have the option to do something like that. And Ari asks if I listen to Carbon Leaf too. I don't think I've heard any Carbon Leaf unless Mr. Skull had played some for me in the car, and I can never remember anything that he says or shows me or tells me about. Aldous says, just wondering, why did you decide to stop Stones of Extreme Power and Netsider from dropping on vacation? The reason that I got rid of those is when I added the other two advanced drink ingredients, the magical ice cubes and the coconut, I needed to have them drop in the parts of the shore that weren't whatever the part is that the little paper umbrellas drop in, which I think was the island one. But I didn't want to make it so that the frequency of stat adventures compared to item adventures was different in those two places than it was in the original one. So I just replaced two of the items, thinking that I would drop them in somewhere else later, or put them back in the shore and add another item to the island ones, which might be what I end up doing. Although, I don't know. The way that the shore exists in the sort of collection of things that you can do in the game, it doesn't really occupy the position that I wanted it to occupy when I made it. You know, I kind of wanted those things to be rare, but then the shore became a lot more important to everything than it really should have been. So, I don't know. Mel Gibson in Payback says, yay, Jinya, Thrarin, and YQM are having a mini listening party. Hey, hooray. Have fun, guys. Air Cassandil says, hi, guys. It would be really convenient to be able to restore HP as well as MP from the skills page, echoing Primavera Angel Hair sentiment from yesterday or the day before. I don't know. I'm certainly open to compelling arguments to do this. If you can formulate one and send it, then I'll read it and consider it. This guy says, could familiars in the terrarium be ordered by the number of their kills? That way you would see the familiars you use most first. I would really love this. Huh. That is actually a pretty interesting idea for ordering it. I know. I wonder. I mean, that surely wouldn't confuse more people than the just sort of arbitrary ordering does now. Okay. Sure, why not? Order fans by kill. I'm not sure how to order them, though, in when you're viewing somebody else's terrarium. That's maybe the same way. But then that's going to screw up everybody's story, who's got the little stories and their familiar names. Alda says, now that the Pale has returned, will the gas mask be returning? I've been craving one after seeing a certain new Doctor Who episode. There aren't any specific plans for the... Like I said, there aren't usually specific plans for us to sort of de-rarify rare. It's just whenever we think of something that needs to change and we encounter a gap that could be filled by a previous rare, then we think, you know, hey, why not use that one? Because that item already exists. You still gone, Mr. Skullhead? Or are you back? Mr. Skullhead is still gone.
I'm back.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No.
He's gone for a bit.
Now I'm going to go get a beer.
All right. What did you read?
I read down to Aldous's, now that the Pale has returned, will the gas mask be returning? And answer that.
Okay. Let me find that. There he is. CyberGoat says Aether Roar would be quite cool to see drop in the mines. You know, it has a silly ring to it. Oddly enough, that was one of the things we were discussing, but maybe someday there'll be a higher level of ores. I don't know why, but...
Lower.
All right. Well, we were thinking about a lower level of ores, and then that wouldn't be a lower level of ore because it's more rarefied, so... Yeah. If
I'm
we ever get a higher level of ores,
not mess with you while you try to answer questions.
Yeah. See, I thought I could just speak freely. I thought he was gone. I could say whatever the hell I wanted to say. Siegfried says, how come it lags so much when visiting Hanks? I'm guessing because that really hits the crap out of the database. But we're working on lag, like we said. Ms. Snizzle says, could we also be able to unequip familiar items without equipping the familiar? This would be useful if we accidentally left a maypole or a lead necklace on a familiar we don't have equipped. That's one thing I put in the note in the to-do list. So hopefully when we revamp that interface, we'll fix that.
All right. Mel Gibson in Payback says that Jinya desperately wants to hear me say janky. Janky.
Janky.
Janky. Jinkies.
Every time you say janky, I do think of Velma from Scooby-Doo saying janky.
That's because you're pretty much thinking of Velma from Scooby-Doo all the time.
She's probably the hottest animated lesbian in an American cartoon that's ever been made.
Yeah, I gotta say that she probably is really most guys of our generation, she is their introduction to the hotness of the girl-on-girl action. Because, you know, girl-on-girl action, super hot.
I'm afraid so.
Let's see. Thondi asks, and this is something that a lot of people have asked, and that's something I should probably do. Can there be a leaderboard for hardcore ascending as clans that would measure average number of hardcore ascensions, just like ascending as clans measures overall ascensions now? That is probably, yeah, I should do that. Karmic95 says, what do you have to say about the bug that's going around that's letting people who were forever banned back into chat? I don't believe in that bug. I've been unable to duplicate it, and I've been unable to find anyone that has actually come back from one, despite a few claims that that has happened. I mean, one thing, when I made it so that 8 or 9 or however many bans bans you forever, I didn't retroactively apply that to people who'd previously been banned that many times, so it's possible that somebody could come back from like a 40-day ban or whatever and have to be banned one more time. But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I've been hearing quite a bit about that. It amazes me that people will keep an active account for the duration of a 90-day ban. It's just kind of strange. Or even a 20-day ban. I just sit there and bide their time and think, I can't wait until I can get back on, and then I can really give them what for until I immediately get banned again. Yeah. Nobody, and we've never been guilty of overestimating our player base, or did I mean underestimating? Probably.
I don't know. I don't know what words mean.
Yeah. All right.
Whoops. Huh. I'm just refreshed and lost. Sephiroth asks, is artist Moby a Zmoby? I don't know. Crap, I can't. Syphilis says, are either of you fans of the KOL magazine Syphilis? I am a big fan of the KOL magazine Syphilis.
Yeah, whenever I can remember that it's out there, I think it's funny as hell. But I frequently forget that it's out there.
Okay, I think I found where we left off, where I left off. Your mom goes to college, sends a message, which is just an arrow pointing to his name.
And also sends the same message follow-up with several follow-ups to point out how clever it is that his name is Your Mom Goes to College.
That seems to be an accident, though, at least. Roxanne says, Jick is really loud, Scarlet is not really loud, please help me fondle the volume button so much.
Not fondle
please
the volume.
Please help me not fondle the volume button so much.
Well, I just found that I can push the microphone back in its little case, the bracket that's holding it in, so it's a lot closer to my mouth now, which means you may get more of my breathing, but you might actually be able to hear me talk. So, God only knows, with sound cards and with Skype and the hey, 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 and the nice lady, it's hard to get that stuff squared away.
That's true.
And you would think, well, we did it, and we set everything up fine, several months ago, but that would assume that something that works on a computer will always work. And, yeah.
Although, we seem to have just recently had another spate of bad luck. Everything was going pretty smoothly there for a while.
Yeah. Upfus Jake says, Skull hinted a certain hard-to-find outfit may be getting Choice Adventure soon. Any ETA on that, if it will be implemented, that is. They're all written.
Yeah, they're all written, and I just need to actually code them and maybe draw some pictures if they need to be pictures faded. Soon. ANUS 18 says, can we have the Elite Trapzor tell you how many skins you have and trade quantity number there? It makes it so much more convenient. Yeah, that might be something to do. A little rewrite of that guy. AdWriter says, would it be possible to list last login information for each clan member in the roster? That way we can keep better track of active/inactive players. Huh. That's a cool idea. I wonder, maybe Xenophobe is listening, and maybe Xenophobe knows how to do this. I wonder if it would be possible to make a table where you could hide, using JavaScript, certain columns without having each row's entry in that column be in something that had to be referenced one at a time. I wonder if you could set like a column with zero, so that the things that would be super cluttered if I added everything that anybody could possibly want, but I could make it so that the display could be kind of customized, whether you wanted it to show certain things. Because the ascension history is something where I kind of want to put more details on there than look good. But, yeah.
It's the Dead Air Show.
Got any feelings about that?
Starring me and Dead Air. No, I actually have no opinion on that. So.
Okay. Yeah. Amazing Upa says, why is the Ladle of Mystery for Sorcerers Only, and could Postomancers have a similar object? No, it's for Sorcerers Only because...
You can't serve pasta with a ladle.
Yeah, you have to have a pasta spoon.
Yeah.
Now, Toxic Popsicle also asks about ties in the present collection list. I guess for certain items, that's always going to be a problem. Silverlock says, question for both. How many offers of sex have you had due to KOL notoriety, and what was the ratio of male to female offers? I believe I've had zero.
Well, indirectly, I would say that you've actually had sex due to KOL notoriety.
I guess.
But, I have had, exactly zero offers of sex. And I think that has more to do with my very public and vocal being engaged. So, I appreciate that people respect that.
But also you're being engaged in a lot of grab-assery.
Yeah.
You would think would create some false hope. if only you were attractive enough that any woman would ever want to have sex with you.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
When did you lose your virginity, fucker?
I'm pretty sure I beat you. If I didn't, then I'll have to pretend that I never asked that question.
18 and 5 months.
Ah. I was 3 months before my 18th birthday.
Wow, that's great.
Oh, yes, I've now had one official offer of sex due to my KOL notoriety.
Did somebody just, who knew that that would happen?
Thank you, devil's advocate, but I must respectively decline.
Respectively decline? Yep. To you and someone else.
All of the various parts of me must respectively decline.
Damn, I just can't speak.
Then Arpa says something kind of mean, so I'm probably not going to read that.
I'm going to have to go find that now.
About the top 10 donations.
Oh, yeah, we shouldn't engage in that on air.
RL Town says, why must the inventory page mock oxygenarians by still defaulting to the food drink section? Huh, that's an excellent point. Huh. Bill DeCat says, skill suggestion, bartering, gives -5% to 50% more meat on autocell, would help hardcore. Huh.
That's kind of groovy.
Yeah, 50% is a little much. -5 to 10. That'd be, if that was something that was fairly difficult to acquire, but, you know, you could get kind of lucky. Huh, that's an interesting thing to consider. MusicBot asking why discarded AOL discs haven't been implemented yet. There are enough of those in the P.O. box now that I don't need to actually put any in the game. Corrado says, and a few people have asked about this, how about used avatar request form for people waiting for their custom avatars? I mean, the thing is, you're going to know when you get your custom avatar, because even if you're playing, suddenly your avatar will be replaced with your custom avatar. I mean, just you don't get a notification when it actually goes in. It seems like the used avatar request form is just going to add an extra layer of complexity to the way that we handle them for no real reason. And plus, it's going to remind people that they should punch me in the stomach, which is not something that I want.
Yeah.
I Am Soup Kumba says, why doesn't dicking with the obstacles in the cave take turns? I don't know. I wrote that a long, long time ago. And I was a lot nicer about whether stuff took turns or not. Dickens says, how come there are so many mods from the Rye and not from other clans? It's a vast conspiracy.
Yeah, because if it wasn't, then it would just have to be completely random happenstance that's the case. Although, isn't the Rye kind of a clan that mods join? Because the mods are from all over the place.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, let me look here.
It's not like there's just one specific geographic region or a friend group that the moderators that form the base of the moderator base
uh-huh.
rebase.
I don't know. I mean, there's. I'm looking through here. I don't think there are that. I mean, there's like a handful. Not. I mean, are there like who's somebody that's in like Noblesse Oblige or Warehouse 23? I mean, each of those probably have as many mods as any other clan. I don't know. I mean, the Rye is also a kind of a heart clan. So I mean,
it is the hearts that are interested in helping out the community by moderating, and
they're trying to get down to the heart of the matter.
Hmm. Or the heart of rock and roll.
That's in Cleveland. And from what I've heard, it's still beaten.
That's what I hear, too.
I mean, from what I heard, I believe it.
Something. We like, I like me some Huey Lewis, though, I have to admit.
One time I saw this animatronic Huey Lewis in the news at, like, Disney World. That was really weird.
Wow, man. The weird shit that Disney's done in the past. Did you ever get to see Captain EO?
Oh, yeah, I saw Captain EO. I would actually like to see Captain EO again.
Yeah, though I doubt that's ever going to happen. Yeah. I was kind of sad when I came back and it was just some lame-ass Honey, I Shrunk the Audience thing.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that was with you, actually, when I saw that one.
Damn it.
The first and only time that I went to Disneyland. See, I went to Disney World a lot growing up. One of my dad's friends lived in Florida, so we would ride the motorcycle there a lot of summers. And always, for some, like, I don't know why. Like, I wouldn't do this if I had a kid, but we always went to Disney World. Every time we went to Florida, we went to either Epcot Center or Disney World. And towards the end, I just started wanting to go to Epcot Center all the time because I had just been to Disney World, like, the year before. Epcot Center's cool. I need to go back to Epcot Center.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. I went to Disneyland when I was, like, 7 years old. And my parents asked me what my favorite thing was in the whole thing, and I said the Hall of Presidents. And so it was all—it was never the real thrill rides that got to me, but Epcot Center was pretty damn cool.
I liked all the—I just remember, like, the first time I ever heard, like, a synthesized voice on a computer was at Epcot Center.
Hmm.
Like, I don't know what the, I don't know what they're going to have in that place now. Like, when I went there, it was, like, just the very sort of beginning of, like, computing, you know, like home computing, and like, so they, you know, it was like, ooh, look, a touch screen, and that was like this crazy thing that you'd never seen anywhere else, and that kind of thing. Like, it'd be interesting to see what's in there now.
Holograms.
Figment the Dragon, who takes you beyond your imagination.
You know, I used to have a Figment the Dragon plush doll.
Oh, yeah?
From my trip to Epcot Center. I mean, I never had sex with it or anything, so it's not really an interesting story, but, yeah.
Right. I know Amplitude was talking about Figment the Dragon the other day. We should take a company retreat to Epcot Center.
Mm-hmm.
There's surely some people in Florida who'd want to hang out with us.
Or not, as the case may be. Yeah, that's private. Wigglebot says, I bet you're avoiding the 4th of July because it's my birthday, you hard bullies. Well, yeah, actually, that is why we're doing it. But at least you know that you're a real-life nephew of your Uncle Sam, since you were born on the 4th of July. So Wigglebot is actually Tom Cruise in a wheelchair.
Oh, yeah. Was there a song with the lyric Born on the 4th of July?
Yeah, I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. A Yankee Doodle Do or Die.
Really?
A real-life nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. Yeah.
I see. I didn't know that's where that actually came from. Some folks are born, made to wave the flag, something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That song doesn't actually have lyrics.
Doesn't it?
It's no.
Just somebody... It's just
noises.
I see.
I don't know if that was anywhere near where we were actually looking. Yeah, it was. Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of...
I just went to the bottom of the list here. What about July 1st, says Starkid. Well, what about July 1st?
What is July? Silverlock says, do you still go, oh shit, with the success of KOL? Sometimes.
It's more holy shit for me.
What the ... question mark?
Hmm.
I can't... That's what I go.
Hmm. So you're kind of like a cross between a quiet healer and somebody who's been mortally wounded in a bad movie.
Mm-hmm.
Groovy.
Dietvert says, or Diat...
The who?
Vert. Dietvert. You actually cleaned your office? I'm surprised they had a garbage can big enough to hold all the junk. Actually, I didn't throw away anything. All I did was organize. I tend to spread shit out when I go a long time without cleaning, and then I have to stick it into shelves and stuff. Yeah. Some more people reporting the problem with the Daily Dungeon. Yeah, that should be fixed. KOL will give fairy votes to not allow setting of paths for new accounts. We don't need more multis. That's a good thing.
That's true. More options at account creation would equal more multis. Yeah.
That's true. SoupyDrek37, how about a shirt of the month? Huh. That would, yeah.
A physical shirt or a game shirt?
I'm assuming she means a game shirt, or he means a game shirt. Soupy Drek, a boy's name or a girl's name?
I'm going to name my firstborn child Soupy Drek, and I don't care if it's a girl or a boy.
Boogie Betty just sent me a PM in chat that says, did you know that Yankee Doodle Dandy was actually a song that the Brits wrote to mock the stupid colonials?
That would be Yankee Doodle, yeah. Yankee Doodle Dandy, I think, was written way after that for a musical.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I know all about musicals, because I likes me some man-loving.
Yeah, you said it. Yeah, Bill DeCat points out, yeah, that a tattoo of the month for a bit. Now, that would...
That would suck.
Yeah. Lex says, a familiar that unlocks an area or unlocks specific adventures within areas, ones that give you certain Zodiac characteristics. Huh. That, you know, that is an avenue that we haven't really explored very much, and one that will become more interesting the more zones we fully flesh out, such that they all have adventures and monsters in them.
Uh-huh.
Is just more familiars that do things while you're getting normal adventures. Deadvert says, what is your favorite computer or console game other than KOL, of course? I like Loom. What's your favorite computer game, Mr. Skellon?
Loom or Myst was probably my favorite game that I've actually played on a computer. As far as consoles go, there's a favorite for each generation of Nintendo, pretty much. And it's
each Pilot Wings in succession.
The only Pilot Wings I really liked was Pilot Wings 64.
Oh.
But, yeah. On the PlayStation, it's Tony Hawk 2. Tony Hawk 3 and 4. Once they went to PlayStation 2, it started moving faster than my reflexes could allow for, which is a lot more accurate, but just really hard for me to play.
I didn't actually buy a Tony Hawk game until Tony Hawk 3, which still, it was really, I really enjoyed it, and everyone since then has just been too complicated for me to really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say that my favorite PlayStation game is definitely Castlevania Symphony of the Night. And for PS2, I don't know. Modern console games, I don't know what's my favorite. My favorite Nintendo 64 game was Paper Mario. That whole series is probably my favorite RPGs. Although I gotta say that Planescape Torment is—I'm not gonna claim that it's in my—I'm not gonna say that it's my favorite because it's so fresh in my mind now. But that's definitely on my top 5 or 10 of computer games now, because it's just really cool. But I had to cheat through it in order to have the patience for it. So I think that should be my answer to all RPGs in the future, which is why I'm gonna have to continue to kind of shy away from console RPGs until they're emulated.
Cryptic Angel requests a Baby Gravy Fairy plus Volleyball Familiar of the Month, as has been requested since time immemorial.
Yeah, that's a little too unbalancing. Doc Trauma says, I was wondering if you're planning on fixing the white picket fences at the campground so they're actually picket fences and not post and bar fences. But what is a picket fence if not a post and bar fence with more posts?
Mm.
Or something totally different.
And what need does God have of a picket fence?
Huh?
Star Trek 5, sorry.
I see. Hen Thrury says, if you do co-locate, would the calendar pause while the game is offline for transfer? Yeah, and the thing is, I suspect that we'll be able to time it such that we won't have to actually take the game down for any long period of time. I mean, because I can get everything running on the new hardware and then transfer the database over and then just link. I'll buy some other domain to point to the new hardware in the beginning. So then kingdomofloathing.com will just point to, like, whatever. Colocationofloathing.com. EvanR73 says, any luck on the KOL jewelry? I'm still hoping for the Mr. A navel ring. I don't know.
Yeah.
Number 8 says, this is about Mr. S's comment on Wapner. Check my profile. I love that movie. 272 toothpicks. I believe, wasn't I the one who brought up Wapner?
Yep. But I was doing the Rain Man thing, which really I didn't like that movie all that much, but it's so quotable.
You didn't like it?
Not as much as everyone else seems to.
Huh. I was a big fan.
I just don't like Tom Cruise. And a Tom Cruise movie has to be really, really good for me to like it.
I mean, you like Legend.
Yeah.
Well, that's sort of. It doesn't matter who else is in a movie for you that.
If Tim Curry's in it.
Tim Curry's in it. Yeah. Because you've just got what appears to be the world's biggest hard on for Tim Curry.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, like, I haven't seen Congo, and I wasn't a big fan of McHale's Navy.
Huh. I haven't seen McHale's Navy. I think Congo played when I worked in the movie theater, so I've seen the end of it like 500 times. It's got this guy throwing a diamond out of a hot air balloon. That's all I know.
Mm.
So, haha, I just totally spoilered Congo for everyone. So I meant spoil Zord.
I like the scene where the Congo goes creeping through the black and cutting through the forest on a golden track.
Huh?
That's good stuff. You haven't heard that poem? Man. It's the one that they're doing in Dead Poets Society.
Oh.
But, yeah. It's a poem about how black people are naturally inferior, written in the 1800s, but it's got good cadence.
By, what, Kipling?
No, Edna St. Vincent Millay, minor.
That's what most of Kipling's poetry is about, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's enough of that in there. Yeah. I haven't read a lot of Rudyard Kipling. Neville DiJacoby says, and you know damn well you did too notice Bowie's monstrous mound.
Neither of us were denying having noticed Bowie's monstrous mound. I wouldn't say mound. Like, mound brings to mind more female genitalia.
Belle de Cat brings up something interesting, but does Sting date Dune? I don't know. I don't know that that Sting was necessarily all that 80s in Dune.
Well, the thing is, like, David Bowie isn't really 80s either. It's his costume and hairstyle are 80s.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Sting wouldn't date Dune because he wears the same costumes as everybody else.
Right. Yeah. Ooh, Sting was good in Dune. That was back when Sting was cool. Before he lost his faith in you. Yogmaith asks if I would consider Yogmaith to be a well-known KOLer. Certainly, in terms of the radio, yeah. Sephiroth says, referring to famous players with high IDs, Fnord 7. What's Fnord 7's ID?
He would definitely be a well-known player.
He's up in the 120,000s.
Just the 20,000s, not like the 200,000s?
No, the 120,000s. Mortis says, Pepper White? How is Pepper White?
White pepper's white.
Is there white pepper?
What's in your pepper shaker is a mixture of black pepper and white pepper. That's why it's black and white.
What? I don't have a pepper shaker. All I have is a thing of black pepper. I don't.
Okay.
I don't guess I ever really paid attention to.
In a restaurant, the pepper shaker is full of black particles and white particles.
Yeah, KOL Giffery confirms that ethanol and ethyl alcohol are the same thing.
Okay. Fair enough.
XYM is asking if we're in the same room. No.
We're not even in the same city.
Let's see. Armax says, I don't want this to sound scary, but how do we find you at the Comic-Con? Will there be a KOL table? Every day of the event, and will the KOL comic be ready? The KOL comic will not be ready. We finally did find a place to print it. Inari asked about this too, Dan Squander's comic. And we just got to work out the thing. The printing stuff. And the things with stuff.
I don't know. Do you want to wear our shirts at Comic-Con?
We can, I would say. At least the first day, maybe.
Or maybe the first day. Rather than the shirts that we have our names on them, just the Kingdom of Loathing shirts.
Yeah.
And that combined with our very distinct look ought to cue people in.
Yeah. And Hot Stuff's perfectly round glasses, which will project a sort of bat signal. He'll be looking at us, and his perfectly round glasses will project our silhouettes on the wall that is behind us. Somehow. Dr. Van Ben Mojo says, Hey, Jack, didn't you once upon a time say that voodoo dolls would be annoyingly common after Ascension? Is it even implemented? Will it be? It never had anything to do with Ascension. That was a misinterpretation of what I said.
That what I said.
As for putting restorative items in the skills page, it'd just be convenient. As of now, the restorative items are just mixed in with everything else. Yeah. Although that might just further merit the sort of restructuring of the inventory page.
Maybe you could have like the food and drink and the HP MP restore in different sections, but have them just be displayed at the same time. Like that one pane being split horizontally then.
Huh.
Because then you would still have them differentiated, but you wouldn't have four inventory panes instead of three.
Yeah, that's, yeah, okay.
This is why he keeps me around, is occasionally I'll just think, hey, what about this cool thing that we might do?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could sort of divide it into, there could just be, I don't know, what would we call that pane at the top? If it was food and drink, stat boosters, and restoratives.
Consumables.
Oh, okay. What about items that are like baseballs? Would those still be miscellaneous?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, anything that's not consumable from your inventory.
Yeah. Well, the baseballs are consumable from your inventory. Like, I mean, there are things that are consumables that I consider consumables. I mean, combat items are consumables. You know?
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Aubrey Ann says someone's using a squirt bottle on the radio. It's making me cringe. I had no idea that sound was coming through. I'm hosing down the area in the office where the cat has chosen to pee on the floor a couple times.
Sweet.
Because I've treated it, but it still smells, so.
Your new apartment is becoming your old apartment.
Anybody want a cat?
No. I'll answer on behalf of everyone else on Earth.
Anybody with no carpet in their home that wants a cat?
Anybody
He'd be
with
fine
no
on
floor
hardwood.
In their home.
He would just leave a funnel.
If you lived on a beach. I don't know. I feel like the urine would soak into the hardwood. Let's see. Cadrake suggests the copycat familiar. When it attacks, it does a percentage of what kind of damage you and your weapon would be doing. At 20, it would get up to about 50% so as not to be overpowered. That's interesting.
A tiny plastic U familiar.
Tiny plastic doppelganger. Jet the Princess, since you can get three items off of three certain bosses, are you going to make each set of those items into outfits? No.
Hey, Ponjos has offered to buy my current car if I autograph it, but I don't think he would want to pay the amount of money I still owe on that car. So, damn it. I also don't know if I'm being heard. Am I being heard? Jake?
What? I'm hearing you.
Yeah. You're just not speaking.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm reading messages.
All right. I'll be back in a second.
I really apologize, everybody, for the horrible quality of my my contributions to the show tonight. I'm just not feeling it. Armac points out another bug with the custom outfit thing. That Armac, if you wouldn't mind reporting that as a bug, using the report bug thing so that I'll get that on the right section of my desk. Lusty Pirate Wench asks if we can have a make multiple in the Gnomish Super Tinker. That might be something that I should add at some point in the future. Eggwise says new familiar items for new Smurf familiars, new Mushroom familiars. They have them already, just nobody's found them yet. Let's see. Smacktar, oh, yeah, that's kind of spoilery. This is discussed in the forums also. Strudel Ninja says Epcot is now full of solar panels and recycling and eco-friendly emissions and stuff.
Wow, because there's nothing more exciting to a child than solar panels and recycling.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying, one person, Lusty Pirate Wench, saying, Jake, Creedence, Fortune to Sun. Yeah, I know. I know the name of the song. Well, July 1st is Canada Day.
Oh.
Mark your calendars. Lend your markers. Oh, I see. And mind your manners. Thanks, Quads. Wigglebutt wasn't born in the U.S. Kuru says, July 1st is Canada Day, you ignorant Americans, or maybe even ignorant.
Ignorant.
Amazing Upa says, what about a familiar that is a rare drop, a la Bayo, Hypnodiscs, and Crazy Bastard Swords? I first thought he'd said, what about a familiar that drops items such as Bayo's, Hypnodiscs? That'd be great. How about a familiar that raises or lowers the chance of getting a special encounter in a zone instead of getting a monster fight encounter? I've actually thought about that, but I don't know. I think there would be some goofiness there. There's the potential for some serious goofiness. People are agreeing with me on Paper Mario. Chronomage is asking if I have ever played the Chrono series. I tried to play Chrono Trigger. That's a game that I should cheat through, actually, because I liked Chrono Trigger a lot. I just I kept getting stuck in the same fights over and over again, and they weren't fun. So I quit playing it every time I try and start playing it.
Thank you. Whenever I see the title Chrono Trigger, my brain says Chronot Rigger, and I can't stop it from doing that, so I pretty much just had to not play the game.
Well, really?
Yeah, because Chronot isn't a word at all, but Rigger is, and for some reason Chronot Rigger is what that looks like to me.
Trigger's a word.
And so it's Chrono is a more valid of a affix than Chronot.
I guess that's, yeah. Okay, Fineldar says, I think whoever said it was right after the first or second Naughty Sorceress battle, she should cap at level 15.
shall speak, we shall get took, we shall breathe. Since the first day I was alive, we would meet here in the misty outside. Wanted to run, wanted to hide, we shall get free.
Lothars, I'm not Skullhead, and I'm not Chick, but Scully has this to say to you. Quote, unquote, Chick and Scully regret that Scully's internet connection is hopped up on goofballs, and we'll see you next week. So, this is Prima Rangeway here saying...